It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Reese and K-Mac, man. We having ourselves a good time on this show. As always, it is hump day. And if you ain't humping, you ain't trying, people. Some of you are just waking up because some of you people didn't have to go to work today. You didn't have to go to school today. Some of you on the road today. Mm-hmm. Some of you sitting outside of Honey Baked Ham at 6 a.m. today.
I need callers, ladies and gentlemen.
Why? I don't know.
I need some phone calls. I need a live report.
What? If you weren't going in there buying a 40-pound ham, I don't know what you were doing. You could get that. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's great. I know it's great.
Right. That's right.
It's not as good as mine, but I know it's great. Right? Really? You got to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning holding up traffic? You know what? Shame on me. Maybe it was people that have to go to work today. And maybe they had to get up.
Because some people do have to work today.
Yeah. Well, hello. Right, sitting right here. So maybe they had to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So shame on me. I apologize. I'm being very, very mean to those of you that are being responsible and not waiting to the last minute. You're actually doing it before you have to go to work. So you'll be ready for this afternoon.
That's right.
When you get on the road. Mm-hmm. There you go. Like Brother White, he's already on the road. I'm sure Reese, already on the road.
Yes.
The only ones ain't on the road, just us, y'all.
We're not going. We're studio, just going down the street.
The studio seems so empty today.
Because nobody's working today but us.
Just us.
And you be here all day.
And you.
And me.
Congratulations, girl. You be here.
Welcome. I finally made it. I'm working holidays.
Hey, look. Welcome to being a little man on the pole.
When you have made it to holidays, you're making it all up.
Yeah, there you go. But, hey, we're having a good time as always. It is Thanksgiving Eve. We got so many things to talk about. We got tons of sports to talk about coming up for this weekend. I mean, for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Pam thinks we should be talking about Thanksgiving movies.
No, I do not think we should be movies. Talking about just
Thanksgiving movies, y'all. I'm like, really, Pam? Thanksgiving movies? Really? I didn't know they made it. I didn't know that was such a thing.
Well. It talk to Pam and Kendrick, but both Kendrick and I will be watching football.
Exactly.
All day.
I don't know what Kendrick was doing. I don't know what he texted me. Anyway, we got G Money back there behind the glass. What up, G?
What up, K Mac? What up, Pam?
How we doing on this poll question?
Our poll question brought to us by Oak Grove Tech. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. Of course, safe travels if you're on the road. Listen to us right now. Is your plate tomorrow going to have more turkey than sides, or more sides than turkey? 100% believes, not believes, 100% will have more sides than turkey on their plate tomorrow.
100%. 100%. Oh, man. Speaking of turkeys, Mac Brown talks about the UNC-NC State rivalry game.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to talk about Matt Rhule. That would have been.
Yeah, that was much better than more that fitting. One.
It would have been much better. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. You want to switch it up here?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Please.
Speaking of turkeys, let's hear from Matt Rhule as he talks about his time he spent in Carolina.
And what are some of those things?
That's a great question. No, you know, I think when I look back at my time in Carolina, I look back on it fondly. I'll say that first. Yeah. You know, I think I'll always take away from it that no matter what level you coach, when I've coached it, FCS, I've coached at Division III, I've coached at Group of Five, Power Five, and in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It always comes down to relationships. Mm-hmm. And if I could go back, I wish I would have done a better job in year one and year two of having really strong relationships with the players. And I can blame COVID and masks and all mm-hmm. those things, but last year, at the end of last year, I got together with Shaq Thompson. I got together with Christian McCaffrey. And you know what? I went back to just being, you know, Coach Matt. You know, the guy that was coaching at Temple, the guy that was running around in a T-shirt and shorts and having fun with it. And it didn't end the way I wanted it to. But, I'm proud I never lost the locker room. Mm. I'm proud that, you know, those guys fought and stood up for me to the very end.
Okay.
He seems like he's doing pretty good.
Hell yeah, paying for $40 million.
Yeah,
for $40 million severance pay. Yeah, I'll be doing pretty good too.
Call me a turkey.
Look, let me tell you. Let me tell you one thing I know you can do very well if you get your severance pay was $40 million. You can reflect.
You can reflect very
you
well.
You can reflect.
No
fondly,
pressure.
Fondly pressure. On my times in Carolina.
Yes.
First of all, let me respond by saying my times in Carolina, I reflect on fondly. You didn't expect nothing falling. $40 million? Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, I'm good.
You'll have plenty of time to go hike the trails at Umstead Park. Shout out Dennis Cox.
So no Auburn.
No, No, he's not going there. So let me ask you guys about this. Listening to his statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to what he just said in that interview. He said he wished, because he started out telling the truth, then he ended with a lie. But so in the beginning he said, I wish I would have, you know, spent more time, been closer with the players.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had a better relationship, right, with the players. So my contention all along was he did not have a relationship with those guys, which is fair. But I don't think he knew how to build a relationship with grown professionals.
Right.
Right? He was coming from an environment where he was building a relationship with 18, 19-year-olds, mm-hmm. where you're the head coach and you're the most powerful person on the campus.
They're looking up to you.
Right, you're the most powerful person mm-hmm. on the campus, right? And where you go into an environment where these are professionals with contracts,
mm-hmm.
right, with agents, with lawyers, you know, trainers. I mean, these are professionals. It's a different environment. And it was clear from the very beginning, I don't think he had an ability, or he didn't possess the ability at that time, to create relationships in those locker rooms and manage professionals like that. He kind of alluded to that, but then he went off at the end and said, well, you know, my last year there, I brought in Christian McCaffrey and I did it. I said, yeah, but see, you've already played your hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now I've been working with you for 2 years. Now you want to talk to me? Now you want to get to know me? Right? I'm working with Graham for 3 or 4 years, and all of a sudden, the last year I want to, you know, Graham, let's talk, you know, let's go out, you know, let's go to lunch or whatever. It doesn't matter what I say to Graham on that lunch.
That's right.
You're taking me to lunch?
No. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're going to have to work the rest of the weekend. So, yeah, I'll take you to lunch.
And of all the guys in building a relationship, you only could talk about one.
Right. Well, I mean, you pick yeah. your top players right, or whatever, yeah. your team leaders, mm-hmm. if you want to call it that. And then, you know, that's where you want to start, at least. But you telling me you couldn't have started that?
In the beginning?
In the beginning. These same guys were there. Right? So it just, it kind of solidified for me what I thought the problem was all along. And that's just me talking. What I thought the problem was all along was just that. How much you knew about X's and O's, that's relative. I mean, hell, you can study enough in the NFL. You've been around football long enough.
Mm-hmm.
You bring people around you that know football. You can be relatively successful, right? It's really about relationships, getting guys to buy in, having a system, having a strategy, having a strategic plan, and being able to execute against that. The second part of that is personnel.
Right.
And being able to manage personnel and cultivate personnel and mentor and grow and develop personnel.
And we talked a lot about that, and you drove that bus a lot about not having that control
right.
on the field and in the locker room.
Yeah, it was just a bad look for him, though. What were you saying? You going to say something?
I was just going to say, to your point, kind of what you mentioned, you got to have guys believe into you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not about Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. If a guy believes in you, he'll run through a cat 90 yards to the house. Mm-hmm. You never really saw that with Matt Rhule. And I don't know. It's a hard transition to go from coaching to NFL. We've seen many great coaches that have tried to do it, and it just has not worked out. But there was so many times where you could tell it just was not working and it just remained the same.
Right.
Because you could say the right thing today, but if you show me for the last 2 years that's not what you believe or what you think of me, I really can't. The only reason you're telling me this today is because you're trying to save your job.
Right.
Right? Again, the difference between, you could tell a 19-year-old that for the most part, and they got short-term memory loss. So you can treat them like that when they're a freshman and, you know, when you first come into the program. And when they're a sophomore, you can tell them how great they are. And mm-hmm. you can do all these other great things, and they'll probably buy in. You tell a 25-year-old professional football athlete that's been in the league for a few years, or you wanted 2 or 3 years, this is what I think of you. I don't really care that. And then you try to flip it because now you're on the hot seat from a coaching perspective. They're probably going to see through that.
Right. They're going to look at you like, mm-mm.
Oh, now you want me to run? you want to hand me the ball now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, sure, coach. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're committed to the run now.
Yeah.
You just want to run the ball now because, you know, you're about to get fired.
Trying to keep your job.
That's all it is. But then Matt Rhule also talked what he's been doing since he was fired. This is interesting.
I spend a little time every day doing some football, going back, watching tape, watching games, and trying to do what all the great coaches that I know have done is after you get fired, you know, going back and saying, hey, what could I do better? Mm-hmm. You know, getting ready for the next chance.
You should have been doing that after season two.
Sounds like he's coming back. He wants to come back somewhere. He wants to land somewhere.
Matt Rhule, I've been doing what all the great coaches have done.
So you know what?
Matt.
Man, you're not in that list.
He's calling himself a great coach.
Man, you're not in that list.
What are all those great coaches doing? They're coaching again.
He's preparing to come back. Matt, he just told you that.
Matt, you're not on that list, man. I've been doing all the Hall of Famers have been doing. You're not a Hall of Famer. I've been doing all the great coaches been doing. What? You're not one of the great coaches, Matt. What are you doing? But it's all good, though. I mean, he's going to get another job. We know that. He's been around football.
He'll be back. Somewhere.
He's been around football a long time. Right?
Absolutely.
I just can't believe you said turkey. Calling him a turkey.
Time out after this break.
The way he talks sometimes, sometimes it sounds like just...
Well, I mean, none of it is authentic to me, honestly. I don't say I don't like the guy because that's mean.
That is mean.
Let me see. Pam, you my counselor, Cam. I mean, Pam, what should I say? I never have been fond of him.
That's the same as not liking him.
Never been a big fan.
Okay, you're getting better. Okay, you're getting warm. Right. You're warming up a little bit.
I've never have been a big fan of Matt Rhule. And Reese always tries to convince me of this resurrection that he's had at these programs and Baylor. And I'm like, man, I'm not trying to. This guy is no. No, no. It's easy to go in and say, look, it had 4 flat tires, no gas, right? And all the windows were busted out. Like, oh, man, you know, this car looks really great now. What do? You put some tires on it. Mm-hmm.
Show me the Carfax.
Do that first.
Don't show you his Carfax. But look, you either put some windows on, you put some windows in and put some tires on it. Okay, great. Now he knows how to restore vehicles now. No, not really. That's just the Matt Rhule, is it? But I hope he gets another job. I think he will get another job. I think it's on the horizon. And it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out at the end of the season.
So, yeah.
So we'll see.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
The day is Get It Done Day. Rocking out this morning. We got the firm, Pamela Thompson-Smith. What up, Pam?
Good morning.
Pamela T. Smith. I'm sorry.
Pamela T.
Pamela
Smith,
T.
The
what
firm.
Up, P.T.?
I'm good.
What
good
up,
morning.
P.T.? P.T., you know, see... PT is you know, she's a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? See, when you got your whole school, you know, it's all half of the wing named after you. You know, stuff like that. You know, but you got a field named after you.
You know they're listening, right? There's a few people that are listening. Like, is she telling all those lies? No, she is not. He is telling those lies.
When you got fields named after you, the softball field's named after Pamela T. Smith.
No, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
You see that?
But it's not.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll name the dugout after you.
Okay.
How about that? The Pamela T. Smith dugout, where she spent many a day. In the dugout.
I did. I mean, I started, but, you know.
Did you?
Pitchers have rights, right? You know, like, you don't have to run the bases, things like that. So I did spend time.
So you spend more time over there than most people.
Yeah, just going out to pitch, just do my work and come back in.
Pam is the closer. You hear that, Griff? Pam is a closer.
See how he stretches everything
Pam is a closer.
Into a lie.
Stop it, K-Mac.
Kershaw.
Okay. I'll show you.
Closer.
We're going to play show and tell.
You fast pitch or slow pitch?
It was slow pitch back then.
Oh, okay. That ain't real.
It was real.
That ain't even real. I'm not even going to talk about that. I can't believe you want to talk about you, a slow pitch Hall of Famer.
I mean, back then, all we had was slow pitch.
She said back then.
Well.
Stop saying back then, man. That sounds old. She said back then. Although it may be, but don't say it. Just don't say it. We got Graham back there behind the glass. What up, G-Money?
K-Mac, I'm going to be honest with you, and you too, Pam.
Yes, how you doing?
I've been thinking about this upcoming game against NC State versus North Carolina.
You get nervous.
He is.
No, I'm kind of just like, I feel like this this game has kind of lost its flavor. It's kind of lost its sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, where is
it? I know I'm kind of just transitioning right into what we want to talk about, but am I fair to say that?
So here's a question. How are we doing on the poll question?
Poll question.
Yep.
Everybody still is saying the same thing. More side. Well, we have one voter for more turkey than sides. So
they clicked on it all, but
there isn't.
That's later in
the
evening.
They woke up and just immediately got on their phone accidentally.
Let me click that button.
That's the wrong button. We clicked on the wrong thing.
The outlier is that there's more sides than turkey on most people's plates tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, as it should be. All right. So to your question earlier about this game coming up between UNC and Duke, that you're like, I want to play this one clip before we get to Coach Mack Brown from UNC Tar Heels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play at least one clip about this rivalry game. Matter of fact, tell me where the quarterback is from again. Where is he from, Graham?
Ben Finley?
Yeah, where is he from?
Where is the Finley fan?
Where is he from?
Not sure where he's from. Let's see.
I'm trying to remember. Ryan Finley lives in Arizona now.
I'm just curious where he's from. Man.
No, hometown Phoenix, Arizona.
So he's from Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
So
high school, Paradise Valley.
Paradise Valley.
So he really doesn't get the whole backyard rivalry. Thing,
right.
Right?
I mean, because of his brother.
He's here.
Yeah, you think so?
And he's played it's actually funny that you mentioned that because I forgot he did play against Carolina once already during the COVID season when Sam Howell was still there.
Yeah.
They threw him in for a series, and he led the offense down the field like it was nothing.
So it should mean a lot to him.
He has experience playing in this game already.
Right. So, because I'm going to try to get him to help you with the way you're feeling about this game, right? So let's hear from Ben Finley to see if he can help Graham feel a bit better about this game.
Okay.
Let's hear from
you. I think last week was huge, just kind of building that comfort, in the pocket and just learning from some of those things on the film, and I think I'm going to be a lot more comfortable back there now. We're just playing with who we got, and I think that the best I can give is, the best I can do. I'm just gonna go out and do my best when my name is called, and other than that, just be comfortable.
Okay, Matt, that clip didn't help at all.
The best I could do is the best I could get, and I'm, gonna do that.
This is the guy that leads the team? This is the guy?
This is the guy that marches them in the battle. Into Keenan Memorial Stadium on Friday.
High noon.
I'm missing it. I don't see it.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to take away from, it's NC State versus Carolina. The rivalry is not a big deal in football. It's just.
No, I mean, that's cool. Don't let me tell you. You're supposed to be convincing me.
It's like when you eat a meal at Thanksgiving and you're like, oh, that's good. But then, I forgot the seasoning. That would have just really topped it off. You know what? Because I remember there were some State fans, and this is funny, they were trying to talk about the scenario of, well, what if NC State goes undefeated and then they lose the last game of the season at Carolina? Which I think is funny that they still thought that they would lose to Carolina even if they went undefeated. Now it's just kind of like, here we go.
Yeah, I think for me as a true, Carolina fan, I can speak. I think whether he's the quarterback or whether Devin was quarterback, we still expect to win this game.
Okay.
We still want the bragging rights. It doesn't water it down any less because Devin's not the quarterback.
So, going from NC State, who kind of sounds like they got no sauce, to Carolina, who could have a little bit too much sauce and too much dip on their chip, as they say. Because I'm telling you, I know it sounds crazy, but you actually could lose these two back-to-back. You lost to Georgia Tech, and you could actually slip up in this game. Because they may be trying to play with a pull one over on you. Mack Brown talks about the rivalry. Let's hear from head coach Mack Brown.
Okay.
NC State's a very emotional game. It's a rival game. And I've always said that fans are the ones that create rivalries. Because they work together and they go to church together and they see each other at the grocery store and they pick at each other all the time. And we've got three of them here that are really important to this university when you got Wake and Duke and State. And all those games are very, very important. And then a lot of our people, spend time with Virginia and Virginia Tech. So there's really like five rivals here. So the game is very important.
Okay. He talks about the game very important. I guess he don't even want to talk about the fact that he lost. Huh?
No, we don't want to talk about it. It's over.
You don't want to talk about that?
Mm-mm.
Well, let's talk. He loves to talk about things that he knows nothing about. He talks about evaluating NC State's defense.
You start looking at NC State. They've played great defense, not good defense. They're 21st in total defense in the country, only giving up 323 yards per game. They're 15th in scoring defense, only giving up 18.7 points per game. They're 9th in rushing defense, giving up 100 yards, basically. And they're 18th in third down defense. They're only letting people get third downs 31.8% of the time. Drake Thomas and Isaiah Moore and Peyton Wilson are three of the best linebackers in the country. In fact, they may be on a team of three, the three best. And their front's really, really strong and tough. And I've been really, really impressed with the way that they've played defense.
Let's hear from Coach Mack Brown as he talks about their offense.
Offensively, they're big, they're physical, they run the ball. We don't know who's going to play quarterback, but we just got beat by a team that played their third and fourth team quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So all the quarterbacks are good.
Well,
so wouldn't be there if they weren't good and somebody didn't think that they were really, really good players. And they've got very good backs. Thayer Thomas is, again, one of the best receivers in the country. I'm so impressed with Drake and Thayer, and Dad's a coach, and those guys compete, and they compete at a high level, and they're tough, and they play smart. You can tell they're coaches' kids, and I'm just so impressed with what they do. But Thayer's had 51 catches and four touchdowns with 586 yards.
Okay.
He's not going to take them lightly.
Okay. He's paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying attention. All of these things we already knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
None of this is an open book test. None of this, we already know the answers to all of these questions.
Yes.
The one thing that I'm missing is, has the team lost its desire to compete in this game and beyond? And have they lost? Have they officially just tossed the season away and lost their desire to compete?
NC State?
Yeah.
No. I don't think they'll compete. I actually think the first half will probably be kind of neck and neck. It'll be close. And then Carolina will just do what we do.
If they come out and they go down early and Drake May and the crew gets up 21 points early, it just feels like NC State may fold. If for some miraculous reason NC State comes out, puts up two or three quick touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
gets one or two crucial stops, this team, at that point, I feel like Carolina could lose that game.
K-Mac, I'm not even trying to joke around here. This game could be over before it even starts. If NC State just bunches up the box, tries to run the ball, you're not going to beat a team like Carolina. Really, we've seen it all season. You're not going to beat a team. You got to mix it up. Yeah. If I'm Dave Doran, I go to Tim Beck and say, this is your mess around and find out game.
Tim Beck is?
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah, a lot mm-hmm. of people didn't know it.
NC State.
Gotcha.
I go up to him, I say, this is your mess around and find out game. I'll stay out of your hair, but I need to see some changes in the office. Is that at this point you got nothing to lose, so why not throw the ball downfield?
You think Dave Doran wants to see changes in the offense? Honestly.
My dad's impression is that you just get what you get with Dave Doran.
No,
and he's just going to allow it.
You think, okay. And so you think, I like your energy. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You think Dave Doran, head coach with NC State Wolfpack, wants to see that kind of energy, mixing it up. I want to go all out to win it. You think that coach may feel that way?
Well, speaking of Ben Finley, that's how that offense was with Ryan Finley when they had head coach for Missouri now. Drinkwitz, as the offensive coordinator, Drinkwitz would throw the ball all over teams because guess what happens? It's either an incomplete pass or it's a pass interference.
Exactly.
Keeps the drive going. When you just run the ball up the middle.
I.e. Drake May.
When you just run the ball up the middle.
That's what Drake May does.
It does nothing. These screen passes, five yards behind the line of scrimmage for negative yards, nothing.
Well, just remember this one key phrase. 100% of passes not thrown have not been completed. Okay? You don't throw the ball, you won't ever
exactly
get it going.
Right.
You got to do it. I mean, look at the Tennessee Titans defense. I mean, offense for in the NFL. They went 1 week where they just didn't want to throw the ball at all.
Right.
It worked out good for a minute until the other team said, "Oh, wait a minute, you're not gonna throw the ball? Oh, okay, we got a trick for you." It doesn't work. You have to throw the ball. You have to do it. You got to open it up. But the reason I say that, because if you listen to Coach Doran's, some of his comments, it doesn't feel like he wants that. That's what he wants to see. I want to see us open it up. I want to see us go. I want to see us do these things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like that's what he wants to see.
Well, the ongoing joke with NC State fans is that, oh, as long as Doran beats Carolina, you know, that's his contract extension. That's what buys
that's fair.
Another year. And, yeah, it is fair. But with how the season's gone, with all the expectations going into it and how.
Well, all of them weren't his fault.
No, those injuries.
Yeah, some of that's not his fault.
But the stuff. So, yeah, take away the injuries. But.
And this is what you get.
At some point, you can only tell the players so much. When does it start falling back on the coaches? And I'm not trying to throw Dave Doran or anybody under the bus.
If you're not, you're doing a pretty good job. But if you're not bringing what you just, I like what you just suggested, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went to the OC. We've been working all week. We know you got all kind of players moving in and out.
They'll have little film on Ben Finley.
Right. That's right. They got a little film on it. We know this guy can throw this ball. Like nobody's business. It is in this route and this pass and these three things, this guy throws like an NFL quarterback. I want the entire team to know this is what we're going to do. They don't know it's coming. We got this, and they can't stop this.
Right.
We cannot keep relying on our defense to bail us out because with Carolina's offense.
Well, that won't happen.
They will throw the ball all over state.
Yeah, they're too good for that because you just can't.
You watch what happens. That offense comes out the first two series and just tries to run the ball. Pam's right. It'll be 21-0 before. I've seen it before when I think Marquise Williams was still playing. It was 35-7 at the end of the first quarter. Me personally, I feel that's the vibes of this game. It could be before it even starts.
That would be very unfortunate. And if that happens, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen over at NC State if that happens.
Right. As long as we don't look ahead, as you always say.
As long as you guys – don't start looking, talking about what we're going to do when we get to Charlotte.
When we get to Charlotte, then we have a problem.
And you're going to mess around. Now get to Charlotte. Well, you're going to get to Charlotte.
Are we going?
Well, you're going to Charlotte regardless, so that doesn't really matter. You know, but it'll be one of those, it really put a damper on the season.
Absolutely.
Losing to Georgia Tech, losing to NC State, and then the struggles you had early in the season. A lot of people kind of look at the season like, You just got lucky because you played a couple teams that weren't that good.
Even Matt Brown mentioned the third string quarterback. It kind of had a little heartburn for him.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. We rocking out this morning. It is hump day. We rocking out. We got the firm, Pamela T. Smith. What's up, Pamela T. Smith?
Good morning.
Better known as the Hall of Famer.
You are lying.
She's the Hall of Famer, Pamela T. Smith.
Wall of Famer.
You know what? That's a thing. You know the Wall of Famers, Graham?
Pam, we got two Hall of Famers in the studio. North and Door, class of 2018.
There he is.
1986.
Look at us.
Wait a minute.
2018.
Oh, wow.
1986.
I'm going to stay out of this conversation. I'm gonna stay out of this conversation. Actually, you know what's weird? I saw some video, not video. I saw a picture, from, I guess it may have been 88, 89. I was in, and I said, "Wow!" It literally looked like I was looking at like a picture from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That's how old and dated everything in the picture looked.
Wow.
And then that's when it dawned on me that I'm in the picture. I was like, wow, the car looked old, dated. You know what I mean? The car looked, but then I thought about it. Well, if the car was an 88 today, I mean, that car would be pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that was a while ago. Technology's different.
So are you comparing me to an old car and Graham? Okay.
Am I the Maserati?
I'm a 1986.
Put it this way.
Well, really, 67.
Yeah. The early days of some cars versus now, like a like a early day of a, I don't know, say a Camry. Right.
Wow, yeah.
A 1986 Camry versus a 2022 Camry. Put them right next to each other. It's like night and day.
Night and day, absolutely.
Like night and day. I mean, night and day.
Yeah. Oh, are you, in case they don't know what you're doing, you're pointing to me and to Graham in the studio, and you're saying, like, night and day.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. I'm out.
I just said we got two Wall of Famers here. We got two Wall of Famers. One was in 2018.
Good.
One,
real good. One, yeah.
Bell don't like that.
If we had one more break, you wouldn't be back.
I'm we sorry. Go to another break, Pam just like launching K back in the corner.
He's gone. He got hurt.
Pam.
He's on the way.
I'm sorry, Pam. Yeah. I had to. It was just too easy. It was right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that
in front
was
of
good.
Me. It was right there in front of me. But hey, how we doing on the poll question, Greg?
All right, we know what the other poll question the result is. Everybody's going to go with more turkey than sides. Right. Kendrick gave us another poll question. Mm. Wolfpack versus Tar Heel on Friday. Who do you have?
First of all, Kendrick need to get that list together for movies. I'm like, Kendrick, you know you don't watch none of these movies on Thanksgiving.
Well, I got something for you, K-Mac. Just came in. Oh, wow. This is from my brother-in-law.
Uh-oh.
He's talking about cars. He said, I'm a classic.
That is true.
That's right.
We go.
I like that
You
better.
Can't beat classic.
We're going to slap an antique tag on the back of your
head. Yeah.
This is an antique
model. Graham's a little more of a newer model.
Boy. Yeah, but Pam, with the newer cars, you know, you got to take them to get service. You know, I'm going to have my hiccups. So, can't beat classic.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
With age comes stability.
Yeah. That's Anyways, NC State Wolfpack versus North Carolina Tar Heels. This Friday, Keenan Memorial Stadium, Chapel Thrill.
Chapel Hill, yeah.
3:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC. Who's walking out with the, what is it? What did Reese call the cooker?
I forgot now. I forgot.
Oh, man, what was it? It was a phrase.
The lesser.
It was a thing.
The lesser.
Either way, I didn't want my food cooked on that.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
And either way, I'm surprised by this. Majority of the voters believe that NC State is going to shock North Carolina on Friday.
I got to be honest.
Mm. As Reese would say, Carolina fans just haven't woken up yet.
Right. They'll be up in a little bit.
Well, they may want to get their heads up. This could go bad really quick for them. Really quickly for them. This could go bad. It'll be a lot of rivalry games. You know, the Auburns of the world, the Alabamas of the world.
Who's Alabama? Who is Alabama playing?
Really, Pam?
I was just curious. I couldn't get it out because I was trying to be mean, but I'm not going to be.
But you always, it's like, you know, I don't even know what to say. To you,
so Pam. Who are they playing? Let's talk about some of the.
It's rivalry week, Pam.
How do you feel about that game?
What do you mean how I feel about it? I'm just mad because we're not going to be in the college football playoff. That's the only thing that matters to me.
So you don't even care about this game, really?
That's the only thing that matters to me. The fact that we're not in the college football playoff is just, it's heartbreaking, actually. It's really heartbreaking.
Okay, well.
It really is, Pam. You should know these things, too.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything bad. We got a game tomorrow. So I'm not going to jinx myself.
You sound nervous. We let's go with some of these games here, too, by the way. You tell me what you think on some of these games, and I'll just go there. Georgia Tech. You think Georgia Tech can
No.
Graham just started shaking his head.
Well,
No.
I don't want to look like a fool because I said in my game recap video that teams that aren't supposed to win their bowl games win their bowl games, a.k.a. Georgia Tech won their bowl game last week. So, Bulldogs for that one.
Saturday matchup. Ohio State-Michigan. This game has implications for college football playoffs, by the way. Everyone needs to pay attention to this game. We got Michigan third-ranked team in the country, taking on Ohio State. Both of these teams in the college football playoff. The loser will be booted from the college football playoffs.
Give me the Buckeyes in this one just because it's at Ohio State, and after how Michigan dominated them last year, I think it's going to be a redemption year for Ohio State.
I'll take that one.
I'll take that one, too. That'll put Michigan out of it once again, which is, honestly, I don't really like either one of these teams. So if I had to pick one, though, I would prefer Michigan win. But I guess we got to let Ohio State win something, I guess. We got South Carolina and Clemson. South Carolina coming off of putting up 6,000 points barely past weekend. So
they're going to get blown out about the same way.
I was just about to say the same thing. Just about to say it, too.
If I'm wrong, I will come in here Monday and claim my stupidity. But one of the two teams in the ACC championship game is losing this weekend.
Correct.
I see it, though, being Clemson. So I'm going to take the Gamecocks in this one.
Clemson has a problem then, because well, I take it back. I watched that game. That South Carolina team is not. I don't care what the record says. That team was good. Is good enough.
Oh yeah, they were good.
They good enough to beat almost anybody, right? I don't know why they haven't been winning, because I've been following them that closely, but they're good, and they're definitely good enough to beat Clemson. With DJ Uwe struggling where he's been struggling. You know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. We'll see what it is.
But from Carolina's standpoint, we need Clemson to win that game. We don't need Clemson to lose.
Because you don't want taking it out on you?
There you go. That part.
That's good. And also we have Louisville and Kentucky. I'll take Kentucky in that one.
Sticking with the ACC, I'll take Louisville.
Yeah. Auburn, Alabama. I'll indulge.
Help. Yeah, you help us out with this.
No, I'll indulge. What do you think, Pam? The Auburn, Alabama game. What do you think? Huh?
Oh, I'm going with Alabama.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? That's what your heart's telling you, or that's what your analytical mind is telling you? Why are you going with Alabama?
You know, I just think you're going to come back. And you're going to win this game. And
man, whatever, man. Ain't nobody paying attention to you, Pam. Man, you're such a...
You have convinced me that there is nothing wrong with this program.
I don't want to talk to you, Pam.
There are no issues. Pam, the guys are ready. I mean, you've got the top five.
I'm not talking to you, Pam.
You know, they're going to be... everybody's going to be ready for this game.
Pam, I'm not talking to you.
You convinced me that Alabama's going to win. But what do you really think?
Oh, Alabama should win. But it's a rivalry game. It's always the Iron Bowl. You never know what you're going to get. But Alabama should win this game. They should win this game. They'd be at home. So
who won the last one? Who has the last bracket?
What do you mean who? We ain't lost one since the pick six.
I was just about to say, have they even lost a game since that happened?
Oh, so then.
Yeah.
So as you say in your words, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Alabama's going to win.
Moral of the story, Auburn's 2-5 in the SEC, 5-6 overall. They're coming off a cupcake victory win against Western Kentucky. It's at Alabama. Roll damn Tide.
All I can say is you must win this game.
Another game to pay attention to. I mean, of course, we got Duke, Wake Forest coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I got Duke in that one. Another game to pay attention to coming up this weekend. LSU and Texas A&M. I want you to pay attention to this because right now LSU has moved up in the college football rankings. Texas A&M is poised to make a statement. They can do that because LSU's coming into town. They beat LSU, takes LSU out of the running. They're gone. Ohio State or Michigan lose, they're gone. I'm telling you.
So this could change everything.
This could change everything. We can't get home.
2 minutes.
Yet, but it could change everything.
So you think Texas A&M? Who you going for?
I'm going Texas A&M over LSU. I think they can get it done. I really do. I think they can get it done. So we'll see. So it's a lot to see this weekend. A lot to talk about. I'm not even talking about the Cowboys because I know they're gonna be playing. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it. Detroit be playing Turkey Bowl as always.
We got the Bills and the Lions, the Giants and the Cowboys, the Patriots and the Vikings.
Graham, favorite Thanksgiving dish? Talk to me.
My mom's chocolate chess pie.
Shout out to mom. Baby.
Sweet potato pie is what I want. Come on.
Not the sweet potato pie. That is by far one of my favorite, the sweet potato pie. You guys have a wonderful,
Happy
wonderful Thanksgiving. Be safe. Hug your family. Hug your friends. We can't wait to see you. I'll see you on Monday.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.